take advantage and make your own good fortune, and that's what the defense and then offense
teams
was
that
able
are
to do.
Average, mediocre, or not that good, bad, whatever you category you want to put, do things like that, and you have to take advantage of it. And the Badgers did before the half. I don't care what you say. And then the other thing, Billy, is I thought it was an astute observation. Once again, give props to Patrick Herb during the game. Luke Fickell, after last year, decided, you know what? We're not just going to give people positions on special teams because they don't get tick. They don't get playing time.
I like that.
You're going to earn it, and that's why there's a number of starters. And you saw Hunter Waller caught them napping. On Northwestern, everybody thought he was going to fair catch that ball. He actually advanced it 17 yards, and that in a field position game, especially next week, could be huge. I don't like the fact that a field goal got blocked, but on the other end of it, like you said, with Will Pauling and other starters playing on special teams, you are going to see game-breaking, making, whatever type plays.
Yeah.
And once again, I'm going to say it, if you beat a Penn State, you're probably not going to blow them out. I'm just going to go there. So every point counts.
For sure.
Field goal could matter. Little plays like that could mean a world of difference.
You got to dominate the margins in a game like that. If you're trying to pull off an upset like that coming up next week, you're going to need to dominate those very minute moments of the game.
Like Spencer Williams dominates that board over there.
Well, I don't necessarily know dominating is the right way of putting it, Lance.
Yeah.
Potentially breaking stuff in here could be exactly what he's doing.
He does have that anger management attitude.
Before we allow Spencer to potentially break anything else so we go any further, I think it's time that we allow our local stations across the Badger Sports Network to identify themselves. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
23-3, the Wisconsin Badgers beat the Northwestern Wildcats on the lakefront today, improved to 5-2 overall, 3-1 in Big Ten Conference play. Lance Allen's right there. I'm Bill Schmidt. We got a lot more coming up. The local Wisconsin and UP4 Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
This Halloween, don't just scream for candy. Treat your taste buds to something spooktacular. It's True Moo Whole Orange Cream Milk, a yummy treat that's mummy approved. The product features the perfect balance of orange and vanilla flavors and is packed with 8 grams protein per 8-ounce serving. True Moo Whole Orange Cream Milk is sure to be a crowd pleaser for your little goblins. True Moo Whole Orange Cream Milk, where every sip is a trick or treat. Grab yours today at Piggly Wiggly.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being.
The final today. The Wisconsin Badgers beat the Northwestern Wildcats. I'm Billy Schmid alongside Lance Allen. It's time to select the energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you.
In the final 43 seconds of the first half.
Wildcats back at their own 8-yard line, first and 15. Lost the throw under pressure. Ball got knocked out, and Elijah Hills will pounce inside the 5-yard line. They knocked it out, and the Badgers with a big chance in the final 43 seconds of the first half. Exactly what they were looking to do, and they did it.
And they did it. That's our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Lance Allen, as we look at it here on the local Wisconsin UP4 dealers postgame, much different game. It could have been if one play later, Cade Iacomelli doesn't, from under center, score a touchdown. Goodness gracious, 3-yard score on a beautiful trickeration, misdirection play.
Oh, I love the word trickeration.
Love that. Love getting people flowing to the right, misdirection, pitch to the left, sprint and beat somebody to the front pylon. It's executed perfectly in a remarkably different game. You're looking at going into halftime, making that long walk they were talking about, walk in between halftime.
Yep.
At a 7-0 advantage than a 14-0 game.
How about the same thing with everybody keying on Tywee Walker, and then Braden Locke has the alertness to realize that literally almost the whole Wildcats defense is crashing down
on the
offensive line, and he pulls out the ball and just sprints into the end zone for an easy touchdown. I mean, just awareness today was off the charts, very, very good. Sometimes we get too stat heavy, but sometimes I think you need to key on some stats, Billy, today. 19-9, Badgers win the first down battle. I think overall total yards was a big thing, 359 to 209. And once again, running the ball, if you're doing it at a 4.6 clip, you get 199 yards. You know, I know that, the air raid thing was kind of the, everybody was picking at it, poking at it, making fun of it, whatever. Mm-hmm. And whatever they adjusted, okay, that's fine. The coaches have to. But what they have done in the last 3 weeks, you do have to give them some props for that, because it's not the true total air raid offense. And they're doing what makes them successful to win, and they're doing it very, very well. This is the third straight game where you've beaten your opponent by 20 or more points. That to me, at major college football level, is getting it done, brother.
Well, and to be able to do it in very split fashion, right? Almost 200 yards on the ground, throw for a buck 60, throw it when you need to. They didn't necessarily have the big
explosive. Win the time of possession battle. They weren't doing that early in the year.
And the strange one is, Lance, and we've talked about it, and there are always things to correct. There's a lot to correct in this game. Good teams are able to win the games when they don't play their best.
Right.
This was far from your best game. However, if there's things that you're going to have to continue to correct, they're going to have to stop turning the football over.
Yes.
But when you're holding a team to 82 passing yards in 2024,
right.
Like that's a game-changing deal.
They've been a touchdown in two of the last three games.
Talk a lot about the offense, but Mike Tressel's defense. And I thought when we were talking about it in the last segment on the linebacking core, it's a very different group, right? Think about all the additions that they brought in on that defense. You're really starting to tell the speed has changed on that side of the football, and they're able to track down a lot of. Now, how will it play coming up next week? That's what people are already excited to talk about. I already know on our text line, but you celebrate and revel in this one and make a lot of corrections going into next week.
You said something very astute, my brother. That's because you agreed with me. You agreed with me in the sense that one of my philosophies, one of my philosophies is don't always judge a team when they're clicking on all cylinders and they got all momentum on their side and how they judge a team by how they can, whether you want to call it squeak out a win, pull out a win. When the chips are down and they got to grind, how does that team react?
Yeah.
Today could have been a get in the mud with the pigs, slop, and lose game. Today could have been a, oh my, you know, hey, we're gonna punch you, you're gonna punch us, slug it out, and you barely win game.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. How does it? I truly do judge a team by how they play when they're not either clicking on all cylinders, make mistakes, or they've got to really buckle down, knuckle down, whatever you want to say,
yeah,
and get it done. And today, I think, was another good moment of growth, improvement. Luke Fickell's got plenty to harp on him about all week long, but to me, it's impressive when you don't hit on all cylinders and you still win in impressive fashion.
A lot more coming up. More of the local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show is coming up. Badgers win 23-3 in Evanston. This is Badger football from Learfield.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
This is Ford Truck Month, with big offers on trucks that don't subscribe to the word impossible. Like the up-for-anything off-road ready Ranger, the adaptable Maverick, plus F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, featuring Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Built Ford tough trucks that see the impossible as a dare. And this is Ford Truck Month, with offers that make owning one possible. Get to your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Claim 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I am so sorry. I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision, and the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal conditions. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This season, get premium tech that inspires joy from Dell Technologies. Bring projects to life with the XPS 16. It delivers supercharged processing for enhanced productivity and freedom to express yourself. Performance-class Dell PCs with Intel Core Ultra processors deliver a dedicated engine to help accelerate AI. Enjoy free shipping, Dell rewards, and expert support. When you get a Dell PC with AI, it gives back. Shop now at Dell.com/deals.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Looking for a roundup of the day? Important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. I've helped many guys with ED in my 12 years of practice, but now you can get world-class care for ED 100% online by going to HIMSS.com. So what are you waiting for?
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to HIMSS.com/joy.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media, he'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favorite Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I've been alone. I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried. I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace. A doubt in my mind. Oh, I was out to get me.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now and forever. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Keep me in your heart. Never let us part. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're Ooh.
The king himself, Elvis Presley, at WRJN. It's Rick Johnson Saturday afternoon. Tomorrow, Sunday, Green Bay Packer football here, Houston Texans and Green Bay. And the pre-show starts at 10 a.m. here on WRJN.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Thank you. the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Can't take it, long as I know I have love I can make it. seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another sad night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Yeah. It is another weekend. I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, hey, what's up now?
What's up, brother? What's up?
This is a Cuban party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, dig it. Stop. Right on.
What's up, man? What's your name?
Mother, mother, there's too many of you to cry. Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. Out.
Tell me about it. Mercy, Mercy Me, the Ecology, Rick Johnson. Saturday afternoon, Racine's home for local news. Timeless hits, we are WRJN. Thanks for coming along. Katrina Clark, my love.
part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty. And one thing I know is true. You'll be dead before your time is due. I know. One thing I know is true, yeah.